Better put the recording on so that we can you can be able to record so other people can hear it. Good to see Tracy here, Zdenka, Sue, Sandra, Mary, Lena, Jennifer, and some people on the phone. Thank you so much for giving up your afternoon, girls. It's really, really a real pleasure. And some of you may have come, oh, in Starlight, some of you may have come on the second wave of of the EMF 5G stuff. Okay, so that's great. Excuse me. Now, remember, it's really great to have your input, girls, okay? And if there's any males among us who I can't see, you're very, very welcome. And also remember that we are, this is going to go as a replay as well for those that are not on us with us live. So that'd be great. So basically today, our talk is about the vagus nerve, how to clear it, heal it, and reset it to its original optimum blueprint, okay? Because some of you who've worked with me before or who have heard me carry on about the vagus nerve, you know how important it is, or may not know how important it is. That's okay. So right now, while we wait for anyone else that may be coming on the line, does anyone have any questions that they want to put to me? You can either unmute yourself and or ask in the chat room. So please, by all means, if there's anything that you're uncertain of or you need any clarity about, by all means, just ask in the chat or unmute yourselves, girls. Thank you. Remember, that's what I'm here for. This is your golden moment. I've got a quirky sense of humor. I'll laugh over anything, but just to let you know, it's not very often that you can get to talk to me, so please do so right now. That'll be lovely. If you have a question, Okay. Nobody wants to talk to me. Oh, how sad.
Virginia.
Yes.
You talked about my vagus nerve when I had an appointment with my dad, and I wonder, are you gonna help us get them to be where they're supposed to be, or?
I can hardly hear you, darling. Can you turn up? Can you speak later?
You told me that my vagus nerve was like way off or something when I had an appointment. Yes. I had a session with my dad, and you said, oh, your vagus nerve is way off or something like that. And I
thought, yes, it is, darling. Yep, it is right now. I can pick it up. Yeah. So what are you wanting to know about it, Lena?
No, I'm just wondering, are you going to help us fix our vagus nerves not right now?
Absolutely.
Is that what we're going to do? Okay, good.
That's this is all about. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
Yeah, no worries. Good question. Thank you for
asking. And I wonder, how would I notice it in my daily life?
You'll feel less stressed.
Okay, because I'm in my head all the time. I think. Like, if I'm going to make a decision, it's like, yes, no. I can't make a decision. It's horrible.
Yeah. Yes. Have you not? Let's have a look at you. You're not grounded. That's why, darling. Okay. And when you're not grounded, that means you're in your head. And all your decisions are coming from there. You're up and out of your body. Okay, so you need to be grounded. And have you, I'm sure I told you that, shown you already how to do the grounding exercise, haven't I?
No, I don't think I've gotten any grounding exercises from you.
With the finger in the belly button, thumb in the belly button?
No.
Okay. Oh, well, that'll have to be something that we'll talk about when we have a session. Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, good.
Brilliant. But good questions, and thanks for asking them.
Yep.
Yeah, because when you are not grounded, you're up and out of your body. You're not present in your body. Therefore, you're confused. You can't make the decisions that you need to make. Okay? Brilliant. Jennifer says, what are the best ways to heal or activate the vagus nerve? Will you be working on cranial nerves as well? No, Jennifer, no, not on cranial nerves tonight. This is strictly about the vagus nerve, because the vagus nerve, as I will explain when you listen to me, you'll hear how important it is in the big scheme of things in our bodies. Yeah. But good question. Thank you for asking. Cranial nerves are a whole different story. Cranial nerves are 12 on one side of the brain, 12 on the other, and they are completely separate. Although, I take that back, the cranial nerve is part, one of the 12. It's number 10 of 12. But all those other ones are also there, and they do different things in the face and in the brain and in the body. Tracy, how do I know if I have an issue with the vagus nerve? Tracy, if you're uptight and if you are a person that goes into anxiety, you know that you have an issue with your vagus nerve. Okay? It's as simple as that. The vagus nerve is called the rest and digest nerve. Some of you may have already heard me say this. So when the vagus nerve is fully at its optimum best, your whole demeanor is stressless. You're totally out of stress. You can feel the calmness overtake you. It's so simple. And yet, because of us so stressed, that vagus nerve is constantly agitated. And so instead of being at rest and instead of the digestive system being able to digest properly, where it's supposed to, with calmness, I'm going to ask you this question. Yeah, a lot of you know that when you go into anxiety, where's the first place that you feel that anxiety when you, because you're all muted. So tell me if I'm right or wrong. Do you feel that the anxiety in your stomach, in your digestive area? You can just put in the chat, yes or no. Thank you, Sandra. Yes, in the gut. So that's usually the very first thing that we go to is, you know, something. So Audrey, yours is in your head. Okay. I really want you to think about that, because mainly it's in the gut and in the stomach area. And children say, oh, you know, when you know that they're anxious, they've got a tummy problem. Okay. They'll always say, oh, my stomach's not right. My stomach. So that's because of this very thing. So yes, the gut and the heart is the one that takes it. Now, interestingly enough, because the vagus nerve runs to the heart as well. Thank you, Starlight and Jennifer. The bottom of the heart and the gut. So basically, it's in the gut area that we feel any kind of anxiety, any worry, any stress is all coming from in that area. That's where it hits us most. And guess why? Because it's the vagus nerve. All right, the vagus nerve controls the gut. Basically, it controls the gut. And that's why I love this vagus nerve, because I know how important it is to us as we go forward. Yeah? Starlight, yes, in gut and heart. And hi, it's Christine. Thanks, Christine. You're Starlight, whatever. Starlight is just as good as Christine. Oh, God. Thanks, my dear. Yeah. So it's in the gut and the heart, of course. The heart is the emotional component, right? Initially, the vagus nerve, this is the physicality of us, and then the heart is the emotional component. Did you know, girls, do you understand how much emotions running through your body? It's something I'm starting to do now, is to correlate the emotions as a percentage of the body. And usually, if you've got anxiety, if you've had trauma, you've got a huge amount of emotions running through your body. And I mean running through your body, because it's the thing that triggers your what's happening in the body, the emotions. It's such a big component of what's going on there. It is the glue. Thank you, Kristen. It is the glue. And that's the sad part of it, because if we didn't have the emotions, we wouldn't be feeling the physicality, that those emotions, the negative issues within our physicality, because that's what the emotions do. They set up all the different parts of physical issues within our bodies, because from the emotions. A lot of you know that I speak before, I talk about the anger, how it's stored in the liver, fear stored in the kidneys, and is connected to trauma, grief in the lungs. So all of these things, a worry is in the stomach and in the gut area. So no brainer, okay? And it's very interesting, because I'm now getting to, when I go into the emotional components, I'm also finding out what exactly are those emotions that you're carrying, each person is carrying. So it's really fascinating, fascinating work. So the vagus nerve serves as the body's superhighway. So it carries information between the brain and the internal organs. It's as simple as that. It's at the same time simple but complicated. So it controls the body's response in times of rest and relaxation. So there we come back to the rest and the relaxation. So you can imagine if you're stressed to the max, it's doing the exact opposite. It's highly alert, all right? And it's not healthy like it should be, which is keeping your body rested and your digestion working nice and easy for the body, okay? Which is why, another reason why we all have these incidents in our bodies. Our digestive system is not as healthy as it would like it should be, okay? This nerve originates in the brain and it branches out into multiple directions to the neck and through the torso. And what I love about this vagus is this: what they're starting now to find out that the vagus nerve is not on its own. It's called polyvagus. So there's a polyvagal theory, which means that it breaks out into different branches. And this is so true. Marcella says, "Hi, Virginia, are we healing vagus nerve today?" Yes. I thought we did that on the first call. No, we did not. Marcella, this is this one tonight. So the vagus nerve, I'm just going to check on something. Hang on a minute, pause. Right, and sorry, there's somebody's dog whopping its head off outside. So, although we refer to the vagus nerve as singular, it's actually, as I said, polyvagal, which is a pair of nerves that emerge from the left and the right side of the medulla. The medulla oblongata is the last portion of the brain stem, and out of that medulla comes the number 10, number 11, and number 12 cranial nerves. And then that runs down out and into the spine and becomes the spinal cord. Okay, so very interesting. And the nerve, the vagus nerve, basically means, it's the Latin word for wandering. So that means it's a wandering nerve. And it is the largest and the most widely branching cranial nerve in the body. So by wandering and branching out through the body, the vagus nerve provides the primary control for the parasympathetic division. Then again, we come back to this rest and digest counterpart to the sympathetic nervous system, which is the fright or flight response. So here we come back to the fact that when you're in when you are in fright or flight mode, and a lot of you girls will understand because you've experienced anxiety or trauma, and when you're in that fright or flight mode, that means that the poor vagus nerve doesn't even get a show in. All right, it's completely overtaken by the sympathetic nervous system. And when the body is not under stress, as I was saying before, vagus nerve sends commands that slows the heart down, and it slows down your breathing rate, and then therefore the digestion comes back on board. So this is what it does. It slows down. This is why you feel calmer. This is why you feel more at ease when the vagus nerve is doing its best. It's optimum health. So it also carries sensory signals from those organs, because it goes all the way down. It wanders all the way down through from the back of your neck, back of your head, which is where the medulla is. Then it wanders down through the neck itself, coming, and it connects into the laryngeal area, through the whole of the throat anyway, the esophagus. Excuse me, it connects itself around the esophagus, into the stomach, it connects into the gallbladder, into the liver, into the pancreas, into the spleen. It connects then into the lungs and the heart, and into the kidneys. And then it connects into the small intestines and parts of the large intestine as well. And there's also, it's known to connect into our reproductive system, especially for us as women. So it just shows you how amazing this nerve is, as it wanders all the way around, which is why it's got that name vagus. Now, this is also, as we are well aware, the gut-brain connection. We always hear about that brain or gut-brain or brain-gut connection, and this is why it's through this vagus nerve. 10 to 20% of the vagus nerve connects with the digestive system, sending commands from the brain to control muscles that move food through the gut. So that's like the peristalsis, right? Movement of these muscles is then controlled by a separate nervous system embedded within the walls of the digestive system itself. But that's where it initially gets its kickstart, from the brain. And then the remaining of 80 to 90% of the neurons carrying sensory information from the stomach and intestines to the brain. This communication between the brain and the gastrointestinal tract is called the brain-gut axis, and it keeps the brain informed about the status of muscle contraction, the speed of food passing through the gut, and the feelings of hunger or satisfaction, whichever way you know it's you're supposed to be feeling at the time, depending on what you've eaten and what you haven't done. So the vagus nerve is so closely intertwined with the digestive system that the stimulation of the nerve can even improve irritable bowel system. That's how important it is. That's why this, we talked about this nerve has been so important. And this is where we talk about the gut feelings. You know, when you have any kind of anxiety, this is where you feel it, in the gut. So basically, what issues happen when EMF is involved here? Because it attacks the central nervous system. Right? That's what it does. Any 5Gs, EMF, 5G, and or radiation, that's what it does. That's its function. So that can mean that it can cause things like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, right? Neurological headaches, depression, sleep, fatigue, tremors, decreased memory, ADD. So none of these things are by chance. You know, lately, I mean, young people, I don't know about you girls, you may know more about this than I, because this has never been on my periphery. But have you ever noticed how much there is in ADD these days, or ADHD? Did you ever know about that when you were growing up? If you grew up, if you're, say, over 15, did you know if anybody had that prevalently? Because I certainly didn't. It never sort of, it wasn't on our horizons when I was growing up. And this is why there's amazing stories out there. If you go look for it, you'll find it, about how they've known about these issues that these radiations have done all the way back to the 70s. Right? So they've known about this, and even the 60s. Because if you would have heard me on the call, you would have heard me talk about the fact that all this technology started to come out after the Second World War. None of this is new, and how they experimented with this on so many and so much. And you know how they're talking about the masses of, a lot of you girls, if you're over 50, you would have heard and know that birds have been falling from the skies for ages. It's nothing new, yeah? But only now are we really realizing the importance of this and why this is happening, because they're living creatures. They can't stand the frequencies that are being beamed out there. Yeah? And the same thing is happening with the bees and insects. And I don't know whether you heard me talk about this before or not, but you know, when you used to go driving in the countryside or wherever, yeah, in the countryside, so after about 2 hours, you'd have multiple insects stuck on your windows. Do you remember that? You'd have them everywhere. And whereas now, after a couple of hours, there's nothing, no insects stuck on your windows. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? When you take a drive in the country or something, and you all of a sudden, a few years ago, you'd have umpteen insects stuck all over the windows. But now, Nothing. Yeah. Splat. Thanks, Sandra. It was a case of splat, and it was a bloody nuisance because you'd have to, you know, have to. Do any of you girls, do you understand what I'm saying? Or is this just my imagination that we don't have insects here? Because I tell you what, it used to be rife, and I just don't see it anymore. Yeah. Maybe if you've been doing traveling for 6 hours or something, you might, you know, find something, but certainly not a couple of hours down the road, which it used to be prevalent once upon a time. So girls, you know, the miscarriages are happening because of this energy, genetic defects and cancer. So none of this is new. You know, simple things that we take, I shouldn't say we take for granted, simple things that are affecting our physicality that we can't, some of it's, so Kristen says, my mom was a teen in the early 50s and she had radiation for her skin and it damaged. Oh, wow. There you go. And that's horrible. They damaged more than half of her thyroid. Yeah. You know, girls, I have to say something too. I have a 5-year-old girl who was her brother was my client. He's only a 3-year-old little one. He's absolutely beautiful. And he's been diagnosed with a very serious genetic disease. Now, his parents couldn't understand where that came from because it's not in their family as far as they knew. And anyway, he was a real mess when I came across him, but he's just, the improvement is absolutely amazing. And this is what happens when you get children, especially when they're young. It's really lovely. But you know, his sister, because his sister started showing problems. So his mother was asking me about his sister and she's 5 years old. Now at 5 years old, this child has already got a thyroid issue and all of her, and her brain is an absolute mess because I suspect that there could be some Asperger's there. But what I'm saying is all of this stuff is starting for these children at such an early age. And you just think about this. If it's happening to them at five, and what are they going to be like when they're in 30s or 40s? All right, where is that going to be? So I think a lot of us older ones are very lucky because we didn't have that we didn't have all this EMF stuff for a start, or 5G or radiation. So we were lucky that we weren't, for want of a better word, our health wasn't starting to be deteriorated at an early age. Okay, we were lucky. Whereas these children now, that's already starting, and to make matters worse, they are using these devices. These devices are alive and well in the homes, in the schools, everywhere around them. Not to mention the fact that, you know, you're talking about these devices being up on the lampposts and beaming through from all over the place, cell towers, etc. So I tell you, I'm horrified. I see this all the time, but when I see it in a child so young, I'm really devastated, you know, about what I see. Dermatological problems, you know, things to do with the skin are rife. Sleeplessness. Sleep is hugely an issue when it comes to this EMF 5G stuff. And memory loss, difficulties concentrating. I don't know whether some of you just saw me put up that post on the 5G, the EMF, and also in Wisdom of the Ancients. About and the thyroid, my thyroid Facebook site as well, about the poor woman here in this country who and she's only one of many, many who are now starting to succumb to these diseases from this, they're becoming, you know, they're electromagnetic hypersensitive. And can you imagine living in that kind of an soup of this electromagnetic frequencies where you can't do anything about it? Your health is so badly affected. She has to sleep in what's called a Faraday cage, right? I must look it up. And she every night she has to get in, it's like a mosquito net, like a little a cave over which she has to crawl into, because and she has to make sure that the edges are all tucked down so nothing gets through this cage so she can sleep properly. And then it's not, and because you know when we sleep, our brains are regenerating, our bodies are regenerating. The toxins are being released through the lymph system in our brains, right? And all kinds of things. Whereas, and then your sleep cycle, the circadian cycle is in sync and you can sleep right through, which is what we need. Whereas if it's not, you can imagine the devastation, what it's doing to the immune system, all right? And if the immune system is compromised, then your health is compromised. And all that is coming from this kind of EMF. A lot of people have dry eye, what they call eye issues, and cold hands and feet, stiff muscles, this is another thing. Tinnitus, well, there's so many people with tinnitus these days, it's just become so common. That's why I mean about common now, it's commonality stuff, whereas once upon a time, these things weren't common. But now we're just kind of accepting them, and we don't understand where it's actually coming from. And, you know, I can't blame everything on EMF, but I can blame a lot of stuff on EMF. That's how I feel about its importance. Well, I shouldn't say importance, but the devastation that it's doing for us. And as you girls have heard me speak about it before, also the reproductive system, you know, that's been highly affected for these young people who are using these devices every day. It's their livelihood, and they're wondering why they can't get pregnant. They're wondering why IVF is so prevalent now. Yeah? So very, very difficult to have to go through all of that stuff. These poor kids, I feel so sorry for them. You know, it was not even on our periphery when it was our time to have children, not at all. And yet here they have so much that they have to, you know, to overcome because of these energies, which the worst part, I think, is the fact that you can't see them. Yeah? I think that's the worst. It cannot be seen, and it cannot be felt unless you have this super hypersensitivity to it, like these people who really struggle to live on a daily basis. Because it's like electricity, we can't see it, but we know it's there, and that's the sad part of it. Now, I suppose I could talk until I'm blue in the face. Does anybody have any questions for me before we go on? And, you know, talking about what I've just spoken about, does anyone have any issues about any of that? Kirsten says, I feel them, though, when I walk into an area that it's strong. Okay, that's brilliant. Thanks, Dawn. So does anybody else have any electromagnetic hypersensitivity here on this call? Please put your hand up or say yes or whatever. It would be really great to hear from you. Zdenka says she has sleeping issues. Thank you, Dawn. And Kristen says she can feel them when she's walking into an area. Lena says yes. Yeah, I think a lot of people, I think it's not until your consciousness is brought to it, you know, that you understand, oh, something is going on here and it's more than something that I'm aware of. Mary says yes. Yeah, I think that's definitely, you know, more people then understand are starting now to feel it. I hope that makes sense because I think it's going to get worse, especially with all the 5G that's coming out there. But, you know, we have ways that we can fix it. Sandra says her head feels funny near it. Yeah, and that's so true, Sandra, because a lot of people get buzzing. The lady that was on that BBC program that I posted, she said it was like she had a, what's it called, that thing? She called it like a mixer. Near her head all the time, and it was buzzing, and she could feel the vibration, and the noise was terrible. So, yeah. Thank you, Sandra. Okay, so Lena says, I forgot to turn the Wi-Fi at night. I wake up with buzzing energy. Yeah, if you forget. Yeah. And you know, we're only just starting to understand its implications of how it's affecting us. So, you know, girls, I wonder what it's going to be like if nothing changes. What's this going to be like in 10 years or 20 years' time? And, you know, and I can say for you girls, fortunately, because you belong to this kind of group, that you have ways of being able to of being able to help yourselves with this. And whereas you imagine all the people out there who are not understanding what's happening and who are turning a blind eye to it and saying, no, it's not happening because they can't feel that sensitivity yet, but maybe they will later down the track, or by the time later down the track comes, it's taken its toll on their health and it's too late. Interesting stuff. And I don't want to be a harbinger of doom because it's not what I mean. I'm just thinking about if they don't wake up, the consciousness doesn't wake up to understand that this thing is alive and well and around us. So right now, I just want you to close your eyes and put your hands over your chest girls, please, okay? Over your beautiful chest center. And then just take three deep breaths through your nose and fill your belly up and then expel through your mouth, long and slow. So deep breath in, pushing your belly all the way out, and breathe out through your mouth, long and slow. Let's do that again. Deep breath in, push your belly out, and when you breathe out, you out long and slow, you push, bring your stomach all the way in so that it touches your backbone. And another deep breath in, and all the way out. See, already we are stimulating the vagus nerve. You're starting to feel more and more relaxed. Tell me if anyone is not feeling relaxed. I'd be interested to know. Just put it on the chat or unmute yourselves if you're not starting to feel relaxed right now. Okay. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to close your eyes. Yeah, thanks, Kristen. And you feel an intensity as well. That intensity, Kristen, do you think that's just, I want you to just, can you define it? Is that an intensity to do with, is that apprehension? Sandra's relaxing. Thank you, Sandra. Okay, so I want you to close your eyes. Your hands are across your chest now. I just want you to see yourself dropping down behind your hands. Yeah, thank you, Kristen. And with your eyes closed and your breathing nice and calm, I want you to connect to your vagus nerve right now. Don't make it complicated, just keep it simple. Just say simply, vagus nerve, I want to connect with you now. And I want you to see what happens. Just tell your vagus nerve to connect with you now. And put your focus on the back of your head into your medulla. I've got a lot of vagus nerves that are telling me that they are alert. Excuse me. Now, on a scale of 10 to 0. 10 being the feeling of your vagus nerve as very intense, alert, and overwhelmed. And 0 means your vagus nerve is totally calm and at rest. Now, just get the feeling of what number your vagus nerve is sitting at right now. Is it somewhere between 10 and 0, 0 meaning very, very calm, and 10 meaning very, very intense. So, Lena, you're on number 10. Thank you. And you feel sad. Thank you. Tracy's 8. Sandra, lovely, you're 0. That doesn't surprise me about you, Sandra, which is nice. Remember, if you don't put it in the chat, then you just keep it in your mind. So, Denka, you're number 5. Thanks, darling. Sue, relaxed at 4. Nice. Let's just write it in or keep it in, as make a note of it in your mind. And Audrey, you're at a 3, maybe. Okay. Kristen, it feels calm and full at the same time. And a pull. Can you repeat what the number is for? 10. The number 10, Jennifer, is where you're feeling like your vagus nerve is feeling very alert and very intense. And you're feeling anxious. Whereas 0 is you're feeling very calm. So somewhere in between there, maybe. Isn't that interesting, Jennifer? I knew you were going to say 7 because I just got told you were a 7. Thank you. It's a nice validation. Okay, does anyone have any questions for me now? Because we're going to about go into meditation. And we're going to ask for this clearing for everyone, okay? I can already start to feel the energy starting to rise. The very thing you don't want to do, Sudanka, is activate the vagus nerve. It's what they call toning the vagus nerve. So to tone the vagus nerve, this is what we will do right now. And if ever you're feeling like you're really hyper, because that's what needs to be the opposite of toned, then you can just come back and listen to this one, okay? So as we take time now to just go back into the center of your heart, underneath your hands. And remember, as we go through this, when you're breathing in, you're breathing oxygen, rainbow-colored oxygen, and feel it circulate deep into your lungs and into all your cells. Feel it gather up all the negative energies that do not serve you at this time. And then just breathe it out through your divine energy matrix. That's right. Do you remember every time you breathe in, you're breathing in rainbow-colored oxygen and breathing out anything that is not serving your purpose at this time. Now I'm going to invoke and attune you to the triple heart, aligning your individual energy matrix, which starts the process of the ignition of your divine heart to instantaneously connect with the heart of our Creator and the heart of Mother Earth. See a golden shaft now link the three hearts together. And run down the entire center of you. See that golden shaft expand out of your center and envelop you and your entire energy matrix in this energizing golden light. This light is accompanied by a celestial sound that is unique to each and every one of you. It is an expression of your connection to the divine part of you that knows what is needed by your soul for optimum healing on all the levels of your mind. Your body and your spirit. sound and light is now accompanied by a luminous, opalescent light, which floods through you and is contained by a golden light, as if it was in a beautiful golden chamber. We ask that these lights, coupled with your own divine energy matrix, cleanses, heals, and purifies, releases and balances all negative energies in your energy matrix, entities that you're carrying within your any alien interferences or implants. All negative energies brought through from your past lives. Known and unknown. And all ancestral energies, known and unknown, that are here for you, not here for your highest good. We ask to clear all negative forms that are in your energy matrix, that are in your energy bodies, and all cords, both to and from you. And we ask for all cording from any past lives, and all ancestral lives as well. Any of your ancestral lineage. And I'm also going to ask here for any connections to parallel lives. Oh, gosh. So if anyone has parallel lives that are bleeding through into this life, we ask that they be separated. Let a line be delineated and that they be completely taken away and the bleeding stops from now. And the same thing for all concurrent lives as well. We ask that all concurrent lives are now completely delineated from the lives, life that you're living now, and there's no bleed through. I ask that all of your energy bodies are cleared so that your etheric body Your mental bodies. Oh, gosh. And all your emotional bodies are cleared out now. Clearing all negative thought forms, feelings, and emotions that are holding you back from being all that you incarnated to be in this beautiful incarnation that you find yourselves in. And always remember that you chose to come into this lifetime, no matter how hard it is. Always look at the lessons that you have learned or can learn from this life. Our main target tonight is the meditation on the vagus nerve. We ask that as it resides in each person's medulla, that if there is an issue with the very birthplace of this nerve within the medulla, we ask that it be cleansed, healed, purified, released, and balanced of any and all abnormalities. Yeah, and all blockages that are prohibiting this nerve from functioning in a healthy and normal way for the good of every person's body and brain. Particularly their digestive system. We ask that as it meanders down from the medulla and splits into what is known as the polyvagal through the throat and the esophagus. That the cleansing, healing, purifying, releasing and balancing continues throughout the entire pathway of this nerve. We ask that as it meanders down from the medulla through the esophagus and the throat, we see that it cleanses all the way through, continuing into the lungs, into every person's lung, whether they're listening live or on the replay. This will work just as well. To the entire right lung with the three lobes and the entire left lung with its two lobes. We ask that it be cleansed through the heart. All the attachments to the heart are cleansed, healed, purified, released, and balanced. There are some girls and some under you on this call that are needing some help with your heart. It's better through the stomach. Please make note as you I say each organ to see which one affects, or you can feel, affects you the most. For the stomach area, for each person, we go on to the gallbladder. Oh. To the gallbladder. There's quite a lot of gallbladders that need some help here. Each person's livers. Goodness me. And while we're in the liver, can we release all emotions of anger? All aspects of the anger. Frustration, irritation. Clearing out the pancreas now. Vagus nerve to the pancreas. The pancreas always indicates that a feeling that your life is not sweet enough. We're asked to clear out the spleen, which is one of the largest, it is the largest organ for the lymphatic system. And ask that the spleen works for its optimum best so that we can clear out all the toxins from the lymphatic system. Oh. It's like a lot of lymphatic systems needing some help here. Again, anger in the spleen. Going to the kidneys now and asking the vagus nerve to be cleansed, healed, purified, released, and balanced through its connections to the kidneys. And asking that the energy or the emotion of fear is also cleared from everyone's kidneys now. Going to the small intestines, where the vagus nerve. Oh, goodness me. Again, we connect into the emotions of stress, anxiety, asking these to be released. And lastly, we touch into the areas of the large intestine where the vagus nerve goes into. Oh, there are many emotions held in the intestines, in the large intestines. We ask that these all be released, whatever they are, whatever they pertain to, let them be released from each body now, each large intestine. For those that are listening and those that will be listening to the replay. Cancer is one of the biggest things in the large intestine that I very often encounter. Now, as as this vagus nerve meanders all the way through the body, cleansing every organ that is affected by this incredible nerve, we ask that all, no matter where it touches, is cleansed, healed, purified, released, and balanced of any energies that are not of love. We ask for optimum health for every one of these organs that we've just encountered, and that the messages that return to the brain via this nerve is open and clear to bring only messages for optimum health for the brain to interpret from the body. Goodness, isn't that all? And that all gut-brain messages or brain-gut messages are clear, concise, and installs total health to all the places that this nerve touches. And we ask now for the supreme beings of the blueprints. To download, install, integrate, activate, and actualize a total reset of this nerve at every junction as it meanders through the body from the brain and returning from the brain and down into the body. Every part of this is now being reset by the blueprint beings who are always there for us to call upon. Let us now bring that golden shaft back into your center core and see the love and the light of Source return to Source's heart and giving love, gratitude, and thanks. See the light and love from Mother Earth return to her crystalline heart, giving her love, gratitude, and thanks to Mother Earth. And give love, gratitude, and thanks to yourselves for being the instrument to bring these changes about. And before we finish, I want to make sure that everybody is fully grounded. Every person is fully grounded, feeling their grounding cords wrapped around Mother Earth. And also that all of the meridians in their bodies are fully opened now. Every single meridian within their energy bodies are fully opened now. So let it be written. So let it be done. And so it is. And just take your time to come back into the room from wherever you are. And it would be really brilliant if you could just give me an idea of how you're feeling now as opposed to before when you're connecting into your vagus nerves. And if you feel any change, if any, it'd be good. Thank you. Kristen, how do you feel now, darling? Because you were feeling, Lena, you're a one maybe. That's a big change, darling. Big change. Sue, you've gone from a four to a two and even more relaxed. Thank you. Thank you for giving me that feedback. Wonderful. Sandra, you must have gone from a zero to a zero. Jennifer, you're in a calm, sleep, trance-like state. Okay, I want you to ground properly, darling. Okay, let's have a look. No, yep, they tell me you're fully grounded. Thank you. So Jennifer, they tell me you're feeling you're fully grounded. So yeah, everyone here should be feeling really fully grounded in your body, okay? Totally in your body, feeling like you've got a magnet pulling you down through your feet, down to Mother Earth. It's really important, remember, girls, every time we do something like this, we need to ground. It's very important because that's how we can manifest this work that we do. If we don't do this, if you don't ground when you've finished all this, you can't manifest it. You can't bring it and make it real in your lives. Thank you, Mary. You've gone from a four to a one. That's brilliant. Tracy, you're not feeling so grounded. Let's have a look at you. Sorry, darling, but you are. That's what they're telling me, and I can feel it. So you need to sort of really get in touch with how it feels to be fully grounded. Remember, I showed you the process, how to do this, okay? So do it. Now, Kristen, maybe you're two and feeling more relaxed and feeling more of a flow. Brilliant. That's a lot better than it was. That's great. Thank you, says Audrey. This is the most relaxed I've felt in months. How do we remain? Good question. I like that you asked that, Audrey, because that's the hard thing. You see, if you learn how to stay out of anxiety, then you can stay like this all the time. But remember, you can go back to using this MP3, okay? And this meditation. And the breathing also helps hugely. Okay, when you do that breathing, that brings you straight down. That's why they always do, you know, when you get anxious and everybody says, well, and then they say, take a breath, okay? Or turn your back on whatever the situation is and take three deep breaths, just like we showed you before. Because then that will bring you down, calm you down. Because when you're in that fight or flight mode, all logic flies out of the window and only emotion steps in. And you know, when emotion steps in and logic flies out of the window, this is where emotions get worse than they should be. And this is where your anxiety levels run and get higher. Okay, so that's what this is about. So that you learn how to use the tools at your fingertips. Another one of the really helpful tools to not go into that flight thing is using the grounding method, right? By your finger and your belly button. And some of you girls, I think I have taught that too. And you should use that and get more used to doing it every day. 2 to 3 times a day, because that's what helps you stay in your body. You know, and a lot of people talk about being empaths. Now, for me, you think about it. If you're not in your body, that means you're halfway up out of your body, and or sometimes we're outside the body, either before it, frontward, sideways, or the back. Okay, that's just a given. And when you're in that stage, you take on other people's stuff. It's as simple as that. You're not being shielded by your own body. That's why being grounded means that you're shielded and you're feeling more present and in the now, what they talk about in the now. All right. And a lot of, if you're going to have anxiety, all that just goes, flies out the window. Okay. So you need to be more grounded every day, and you need to also to use the breathing method very quickly and or get used to doing this, listening to this MP3. This meditation, okay? Kristen says, was interesting about 1.5 times, 1.5 before call, I felt brilliant, like this healing, then went downstairs and where there's a lot of electrical and felt that pull, right? Yeah, because that stuff is down in there. Let's have a look through your... Audrey, it will be coming, it should be coming to you from heartache to joy. So what I do is I send this to them and then they will send it to you. Okay, that's how it should come. Tracy, thank you. A big heartbreak and a lot of sadness today, so could be affecting why you're not feeling grounded. Tracy, I'm told that you're grounded. I can feel it, Donna. You're just not used to feeling grounded, okay? You need to, but I'm sorry to hear about your heartbreak, Donna, okay? So that would, yeah, that's the emotional stuff coming in, as I said before, and it just takes over. Wherever there's emotion or logic, emotion will always win, okay? Oh, great stuff, Audrey. Yeah, absolutely, it's correct. This is absolutely ideal. This is where you want to be. Okay, so the object of the lesson is to stay out of anxiety as much as you can. It's as simple as that. It's not easy, I know. But if you work on it, instead of allowing the, because we all go into automatic, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just gone out of my brain, you know, where we just do things automatically. When we come out of that and we start thinking of things in a conscious manner, then we can stop that from happening and we get control over it. No, Lena, not the meditation part, darling. You can, you know, go through and check it. The meditation part started around about 33 minutes, I think, into the MP3, the recording. I would say listen to it if you have an issue with your vagus nerve being, well, if you've got trauma, okay, if you've had, and everyone, I almost guarantee everybody on this call has got trauma except Sandra, because she's just done a lot of work and to get herself to where she is. You will need to do this once or twice a day at least, okay? If you can just get the recording part out of there, and if you can use that, you know, find, fast forward to where you can find the recording bit where I did the meditation, and go from there. Just as we talk, before I let you all go, because I know eating into your afternoon, did you find that meditation at all helpful to you, for you? Was that of help, apart from bringing all the automatic pilot? Thank you, Audrey. You're spot on. Yeah, because we're always going into automatic pilot all the time. That's our kind of modus operandi. You know, that's our default thing. We just keep doing. We just don't give it much thought. Thanks, Lena. I appreciate that, Donna. All right, my darlings. So I'm going to say goodbye, and it's been absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much. I really value each and every one of you. You're absolutely incredible. And thank you. Thank you, Sandra. Appreciate that, darling. Good night, everyone. And yeah, From Heartache to Joy should be sending you out the this meditation on your resource page. Okay? Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jennifer.
Thank you. Welcome. Have a wonderful evening.